This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
Hey, Zach, check out that robot dog up there. Pretty good, right?
That's Undulgantham, Dad.
Okay, sorry. Undulgantham.
Stop making fun of it.
Okay, I'm not. Come on.
Who's having a truly intergalactic day here at Worlds at Colony Adventure Park? You're moments away from experiencing Journey into Colony, a state-of-the-art motion quest through Arnold Pestillo's Colony universe. It features fog effects, flashing lights, and a 5-foot splashdown. This is your last chance to exit before the mission begins. Good luck, and watch out for Buckler!
I don't want to do this anymore. Let's ride Cycon's Blade instead.
All right, let's do it.
What are you talking about? We've been in line for like 40 minutes, Zach.
Everybody on the message board says this is a baby ride. Cycon's Blade is an actual roller coaster.
I can't ride that one, bud. It's a health issue. You two can do it later, when I'm doing my call.
All right, Dad, listen. Zach and me want to do the park just us for a little bit. You can stay here. It's got air conditioning.
Well, how is that? We're supposed to be spending time together, Brian.
We'll meet back up for dinner.
But we're next. Why are you... Guys, come on.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Sorry.
Riding alone?
Yeah, I guess so. It is air conditioned, right?
Yeah. Scoot in next to her, right there.
Oh, hi there. I think I'm supposed to sit here.
Oh, yes! Hi, sorry. Hold on. Just... Society Vasu or Order of Morlisk?
Look, I should probably tell you right now, I don't know any of this colony stuff.
Watch your arms, please.
Whoa, not even the movies? Whoa.
Aquadella waits. The fate of the universe is in your hands.
Well, you're definitely gonna be a fan by the end of this ride.
You really think so, huh?
Oh my god, I can make a lifelong Colony fan out of anybody. I'm scary into this stuff.
that's great.
Sometimes there'll be like a huge movie or popular series everyone's recommending. And at first I'll resist it, almost instinctively. And then someone manages to get me to try it, and I have my guard up. Like I know better. And then there'll be that mysterious moment where it suddenly clicks. And I think, oh, great, it got me. I'm a fan. And the only question now is, how far is this going to go? This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And this story is about what fandom can do to us once it really gets its hooks in.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to Journey into Colony.
This is a psychic message from Undulgantham. The ancient peace is shattered. Countless planets have fallen to the corruption of Abarke, and war spreads like wildfire.
This is all canon, by the way.
Huh?
Arnold Castillo wrote a storyline just for the ride set between the third and fourth movies, or halfway through the second book if you prefer, which I do. I'm Christine.
Oh, Richard.
This is the Unibelt. Return it to Scott Ripperwood so he can harness Colony and bring us peace.
Cool, huh? This is the last Colony project Castillo oversaw before the corporate vampires at Markland Media Group took over. So it still has the magic.
Castillo, no, I know him. He's the old guy who you always see him wearing overalls.
He's America's last true homegrown creative genius.
Beware of Arke and King Linus! Make Colony quicken your journey!
We're under attack!
That's Captain Amara Nova. She's important.
Okay, got it.
I've got to buy them time.
Deploying Golna Bomb.
Follow me. This way!
This might sound nosy, but I'm Society Vasu, and we kind of tend to say what's on our mind, so...
Okay.
We're in trouble. You seem upset about something.
Let's go!
Oh, No, I'm all right. It's nothing.
Really. No, you can tell me. In the books, Vazu spread peace by sharing the burdens of strangers. I live by that. Burden me. Tell me.
This way! Into the hangar!
Well, look, my kids just kind of ditched me out there earlier. That's all. So.
Warning. That's awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they just wish their mom was here. She kind of nerds out with them about all this colony stuff. And honestly,
You think it's dumb?
Well, I mean, it is kind of dumb, right? I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I get people love it, but it's not, like, great writing.
By the Jilt! Avarke's baleful guard has boarded the ship!
Prepare for launch!
So a struggle against an intergalactic hypnotic death cult is dumb. Freedom fighters resisting cultural erasure is dumb.
Better dim-dim your high flyer!
Okay, come on. That thing is dumb.
That's Buckler. He's comic relief.
Well, what's the joke? That he falls a lot?
My underkin's over my upperkin.
Buckler's polarizing, I'll give you that. But I personally love him.
3, 2, 1.
Wow. We're in space. Cool.
Yeah. It's beautiful, right? We're headed for Aquadel. Homeworld of the Ripperwood family.
But yeah, I don't know, things have just been weird with my kids since I got back from Berlin. I went there to help my company set up an office over there. Fiberlink, the cell phones. In Germany, we're called Clarcom. Doesn't matter. But I was, I was there for a whole year.
Linus Ripperwood is corrupted and ruling as a Varkis puppet. Go on.
Yeah, we were supposed to all go as a family, but it was decided that the kids shouldn't be apart from their friends for that long, which I totally get.
Scott Ripperwood, Linus's brother, is imprisoned in the Doom Keep without his Unibelt. Go ahead.
But so when I got back, Kalanu had become this huge thing for them. And at first I didn't get how huge.
Prepare for landing.
Jesus, what is that?
Watch out! Re-entry!
This part's beautiful.
I know, right? It gets me every time. This is Aquadel. Like, they got every single piece right. I mean, this whole park, the details are perfect. There's a diner where you can eat Sunder cake. And it tastes like Sunder cake should taste. Oh, I'd live here if I could.
I'm sorry. Aren't you, like, my age? How did you get so into this stuff?
Oh, well, my sister got sick. We had kind of a hospital year, we called it, and we read to each other to pass the time. She asked for something transporting, you know, like an escape, I guess. I picked up Riders of Kalanu, and we tore through it. Like, the whole quadrilogy, it was so good!
I'm sorry about that, about your sister.
Oh, it's over. Anyway, then the movies came out. I got active online. I met all of my best friends in the whole freaking world. Started doing fanfic, editing wikis. I went off my whole rocker, Richard. I went real crazy there for a second. Incoming.
Whoa.
Oh, Richard, this is the Forest Battle of Rogu. Two armies joined here to oppose Avarke. The Morlisk Scavengers and... there, the Aquadelians. Pay attention! Impress your kids!
I'm paying attention.
Yeah, but like, look, we're surrounded by heroes who sacrificed everything. This is huge!
Over this hill, men! Charge!
Okay, that's Belden the Brave.
My blade's hungry for vengeance.
Wow, she looks cool.
That's Sycon. New character that Markland Media's ramming down our throats. Okay, so listen. Somehow she's a Colomancer and a ninja. And she has her own Unibelt. That doesn't make any sense. They added her to the ride last year as if it would fool us into liking her, and everyone hates her even more now.
I'm about to get my Kalanu on.
Oh, everything she says is awful market research crap. Whack!
You could just reach out and, like, hit the robots like that?
Real fans do not respect Sycon.
Yeah, but I think you knocked her ear off. Wait a second. What's happening now?
We've escaped Avarke's army by hiding among a flock of stampeding leer beasts. An old Vilkspin trick.
So these tall, pretty, pig-looking things are called leer beasts?
Uh-huh. One time, Scott Ripperwood tamed one using a single piece of lily fruit.
I'm sorry, I gotta ask you, what is with that name, Scott Ripperwood?
Oh, it came to Undelganthum in a dream when... Oh, you're making fun of it.
No, I'm not. I mean, come on. It's kind of...
Quick, into that known spider tunnel.
It's just, in a world of space aliens and robot dogs and Avarke, how is there also a Scott? Well, hey, we're in a bug hole.
Let me tell you what's not silly about Scott Ripperwood. Imagine you're kidnapped, locked inside a concrete still tube, and tossed onto the landfill planet of Yod. Your brother betrays you, and the rest of your family's fed fog nectar until they forget you even exist.
Whoa, that's in this thing?
You're rescued by pirates, you fight, scheme, and train your way back home, only to find everything's changed. Buildings razed, monuments replaced with Avarkian travesties.
When I got back from Berlin, they had changed the living room all around.
You're thrown in prison, tortured because you won't give up the world you love. Scott Ripperwood is the ultimate underdog.
An underdog in his own home. Yeah, that is very fucked.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that sound?
Oh, we're being flushed out onto a current of known spider saliva.
Oh, no, no. A wet part?
Avarke, you just opened a whole can of Psycon.
Shameless, gratuitous Psycon cameo number two.
Yeah, but, like, so what does Scott Ripperwood do? Like, how does he get out of it?
By harnessing the Colonu zone.
Right, but that... Oh, no. Oh, what the hell is this?
Look out below!
You're kidding me, a whole swamp full of bucklers?
Well, no, they're members of buckler species. Vilkspins.
Now this is Buckler's kind of swamp-a-rumpa.
That one is Buckler, yeah.
Honestly, who am I to make fun of this stuff? Zach and Brian love it. It makes them happy. I could have faked like I liked it.
Somebody catch me!
But instead, I let it turn into this wedge between us.
You put yourself in the still tube.
I did. No, exactly. I put myself in the still tube.
Here's the thing, Richard. So did Scott Ripperwood.
Avarke's doom keep lies ahead. Beware his treacherous traps.
Do you know what the Colonu Zone is? It's heaven! Except we're all there already. Together. No matter how bad we let things get between us. You and your kids. Scott and Linus. Me and my sister. In Colonu, we're together.
But they're only kids for just a few years. It's already almost over.
Time is never lost in Colonu. Look. It's Scott.
You have come to my aid, stranger. With this unibelt, I am whole again.
Not for long, Ripperwood.
Oh, fuck. Avarke?
Let him go, Avarke.
Linus!
Stay out of this, whelp!
I love you, brother. Go!
One day our family will be whole again. I hereby open the door to the Colonu Zone!
Beautiful. Oh, man.
Goodbye, hero!
Whoa. Are you okay?
I'm good. It touched a nerve, I think.
Yeah, I mean, these stories don't just make it easier to talk about feelings. They make it easier to feel them.
Thank you for the helps.
Whoa. Oh, you make a great case for this stuff, Christine. I wait till my kids hear. Dad cried in the Colonu Zone. Well, Brian is texting me that they're still in line. So I guess I gotta go wander around in the heat.
No, you wanna ride it again?
What? You mean like now? Can we do that?
I know Kate, the boarding tech. We don't even have to leave the Vim Rider. You're gonna see so many things you missed the first time, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Jeez. Boy, I feel like a real park insider.
We'll have another, Kate.
All right, keep it down.
And I'm going to check out those movies, too. I mean that.
This is a psychic message from Andalgandum.
Well, the books are Castillo's vision in its purest form.
Oh, yeah, right, right. And Castillo's, like, out of the picture now, or what?
Oh, no, he's trapped in his mansion, basically. Locked up with his stepson and these shady doctors jacking him up on God knows what 24-7. It's blatant elder abuse.
Wow.
This is the Unibelt.
And Markland puts out these phony statements that make it seem like he supports the new stuff when he'd obviously never sign off on this crap they're shoveling out.
We're under attack!
That Colinu Racers show? The Psycon movies? Under Colinu? What does that mean? You can't go under Colinu. Makes no fucking sense.
Follow me.
Sorry.
This way.
I get pretty mad about this stuff. My sister says...
Oh, your sister. She got better?
Yeah, but we're not talking. She thinks I'm too into this stuff. I know this world, okay? What's right, what's wrong. I've officiated 2 Colinu weddings. And now I gotta watch a bunch of suits water it down? Make it stupid?
These big companies don't care about anybody. Trust me on that.
Oh, yeah, they don't. I'm so sick of just taking it.
This way! Into the
hand! We gotta fight back.
You know, it's the people that love this stuff that should be in charge, not all these rich creeps. What?
I had a feeling about you, but now I know it. You're Society Vazu.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, wise, you're compassionate, you have an innate sense of justice, just like me. But Vazu carries Vazu, Richard. We help each other. Will you help me save Colinu?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever I can. But that would impress my kids, wouldn't it? Dad saved Colinu.
What a relief. I was starting to wonder how you fit into it all.
By the Jilt, Avarke's baleful guard has boarded the ship.
Prepare for launch.
So, were we talking about like a petition or a boycott thing?
Oh, no. Something way better.
Better dim-dim your high flyer.
Today is the day of crimson smoke at Worlds of Colinu. There's hundreds of us. And we're gonna burn all the bullshit away.
3, 2, 1.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we want to tell you about some folks who help make this show possible. Now back to Journey into Colinu.
Viscoelastic semi-porous polystyrene. All the crap Marklin added to the park uses it. They couldn't just use foam rubber like the classic stuff. They had to import weird mushy junk from overseas. But somebody on the boards figured out it burns. Fast.
Burns? You're saying... What about burning?
Soaks up butane like a sponge and goes right up when you light
it. Prepare for landing.
Christine, this is a joke, right?
Watch out! Re-entry! Okay, so 2 weeks ago, a message appeared on Arnold Castillo's Facebook. Clearly him this time. It wasn't the usual manicured BS. And it said just, July 18th, day of crimson smoke.
Uh-huh.
3 minutes later... It was gone. Now, some of the tumguts are going to tell you that it was temp copy for an Arby's promotion that an intern accidentally posted, but give me a break. It was Castillo. It was a signal.
But for what? What's crimson smoke?
Okay, at the end of the third book and the sixth movie, the Morlisks burn down everything Avarke built. Everything. Today is our day of crimson smoke.
So, what, like a meetup?
Richard! We're gonna burn it all! The Quickship, Psycon, all the Marklin stuff! With butane! Incoming!
Butane? They wouldn't even let me bring my own sunscreen into the park.
Yeah, but a shop under Belden's Forest Freefall still sells the buckler-shaped cigarette lighters from 2008. We've all been hoarding the fluid in Unibelt canteens and sinking them into the lagoon behind Tarmanog Cafe.
Wait, that thing is full of...
It's an old Vilkspin trick, my friend.
Oh, God. Oh, man. No.
It's straight out of book 4. Security rushes in to investigate the first fire. We're on the other side of the park setting another fire. And then another fire. And then another fire.
No, that is extremely dangerous. You are going to get caught. Please call it off.
Okay, you just don't understand what the references are. Fans are going to love this. Plus, we have guys on the inside. Real fans just like us, shutting cameras, covering our tracks.
This is arson. You are arsonists. There are nice, normal people outside, and you are endangering their lives for some swashbuckling spaceship nonsense and overalls man made up. Oh, God. Oh, my kids are out there. Jesus. Jesus, when does this start? What, does today mean now? Christine, look at me. Christine!
Quick, into that known spider tunnel.
Is Psycon's Blade a target? That's where they are. Oh, God, it must be all Psycon stuff. Oh, I gotta get out of this bug hole!
Just, Richard, stop! No one's gonna get hurt. Jesus, we're the good guys. This is a precise operation. Only Marklin stuff is gonna get
I'm sorry, but a bunch of sci-fi message board nerds cannot control multiple butane fires. I'm calling Brian. They gotta get out of there.
The thwack!
You just knocked my phone into the gnome spit!
There are no cell phones in Aquadel.
How do you... At least these furnaces. Get me. Oh! Help! 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 Someone! There's a fire plan. They have a big fire
plan. Shut up!
Plan.
Nobody can hear you. It's designed that way. Uh-oh. Hello, Psycon. About that time.
This ain't it, Avark.
Watch this. I pre-soaked her 3 rides ago. Foo!
I'm about to get my colony.
Oh, wow. More smoke than I expected, but otherwise... Richard, what are you doing? You're part of this! Vazu carries Vazu! You can't squeeze through there!
You are insane, and I'm going to save my kids!
You won't stop us, Richard! We are all taking Colin back!
This is Buckler's kind of swamparoppa.
Fuck you, Buckler.
How dare you do that to Buckler?
At 3:16 p.m., you emerged from the southeastern maintenance door of the Journey into Kalanu complex, soaking wet, apparently having hit the ride's emergency stop button.
Yeah, my priority was to tell someone about the fires, and hopefully find my kids.
If you weren't part of it, why did you have Buckler's jawbone in your hand?
That was something that was not related to their plan. That was done in, like...
It was an emotional thing.
Uh-huh, yeah. I kind of blacked out from the adrenaline, to be honest.
Well, everything you told security matched what we found. 14 park assets soaked in butane, staff caught tampering with security cams. You averted something major.
But there's no sign of this Christine. Show it to him.
Can you identify her on this cup?
Why is this a cup?
Only camera that hadn't been disabled was a souvenir mug cam over the known Spit Falls. It looks like you were having fun.
Yeah, I was. But that's her. Oh, she said she was part of something called Society Vazu. Does that help you at all?
Society Vazu? That's just a test you take online. I'm Society Vazu.
Your kids are waiting outside, Mr. Stern. They're pretty shaken up. So, call us if you remember anything. Here's my card.
Victoria Perkins, MIPS. What's MIPS?
MMIPS. Marklin Media Intellectual Property Security.
You really don't know anything about Kalanu? At all? You haven't seen the movies?
No, I haven't.
What are you, fucking sick?
Crazy day, huh, guys? I'm sorry the trip got messed up. But I'm just really glad you guys are safe. Guess there's some crazy people out there. It's just a fact of life now. Should have seen me break out of that Vim Rider, though. Your old dad was like Scott Ripperwood. Zach? Whoa. Zach, buddy, are you okay?
You stupid jerk. You Linus.
Hey, watch it, Zachary. Did you just call me a Linus?
Zach, shut up.
Of course you mess this up, just like you mess everything up. We were so close.
Zach, stop talking now.
Wait, close to what, Zach?
The day of Crimson Smoke. We were there. We were ready. The real fans were gonna burn the bullshit away.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Journey into Kalanu was written by Hunter Nelson and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Peter Gross, Alex Dixon, Nathan Creasy, Eric Gallup, Liz Limecooler, Anthony Franqui, Aaron Bartley, and Hunter Nelson. With ride voices performed by Billy Bob Thompson, Erica Schroeder, Zuri Washington, and Jake Hart. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandiborough. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.